I've had a lot of conversations around Microsoft renewals, but most specifically, customers that have already adopted the all-in cloud bundle Microsoft 365. You know, 3 years ago or 2 years ago, they're coming up on their renewal or had their renewal, and they're in situations where this is the first renewal now with Microsoft since making that significant adoption. So here are some things that I've noticed. Let's start with challenges that these companies are up against. Number one, when they made that decision, that was a significant commitment to Microsoft. And often what came with that, or what was hoped to come with that, is a special discount. So I'm going to make a commitment to you, Microsoft, to pull everything into one bundle, Office 365, Windows, and Enterprise Mobility and Security. I'm going to pull it all together. I'm going to make that commitment. I know that's valuable to you. I listen to the earnings calls. I pay attention. And so because of that, I need to see a compelling discount. And often, there were compelling special discounts put on the table. And in some instances, at the time, Enterprise Mobility and Security, EMS, was kind of under evaluation, interested in, and Microsoft made these pitches that say, hey, look, based on this discount, if you went with the all-in, if you went with the pieces, rather, it'd be more expensive. It's almost like EMS is free. I'm sure you, many of you listening here have heard that. But here's the problem. Too often, those discounts, when you look back at them, they weren't even good enough. You should have and had and received a better discount from Microsoft. So that's problem number one. It's not to say that your pricing wasn't competitive. In a lot of instances, it was probably highly competitive, but it could have been better. The second one is price protections. So many organizations didn't put price protections in place. Or if they achieved them, they were limited. Well, how? Well, number one, the cap could have been tighter. Number two, it was usually only applied to the Microsoft 365 SKU, whether that was E3 or F3 or E5. There wasn't a tie to all your other products. That's a problem because, especially if your pricing was already not where it should have been, if your price protections weren't good enough, that's what you're up against. And if you didn't get any, well, as you can imagine, Microsoft is going to be very opportunistic with these increases, making up for the past, but also if they want you to adopt something new. So maybe you're considering the Power Platform, Power Apps, Power BI, and maybe you're on the fence. Well, they can use the ability to increase to influence getting more from you. Now let's talk about investments. Did these organizations, did you as a customer, did you get investment dollars to help you with rolling out the features? Too many organizations didn't. And obviously, you've already spent the money on a third party most likely, or internal resources. You should have received dollars to help. The biggest problem as you prepare for a renewal, especially this is if you're in the procurement department and you're working on these, a bundle is a bundle. You can't break it up. And if you want to break it up, let's say G Suite, you're thinking about G Suite. And your renewal's a year from now. You have enough time to run the cycle and there's interest. If you can't break the bundle up, it's going to make it very difficult because if you try at renewal and say, hey, Microsoft, not only are we going to your competitor, I want to break that bundle up. What do you think Microsoft's going to do to the pieces that are left? And by the way, these are other products in your portfolio that are going to be left as well. They're going to increase it. They're going to do what they can to change that path you're on, to keep Google in this instance out. And if you even got a price protection, most likely that price protection requires you to keep your bundle, keep your Microsoft 365, otherwise the protection goes away. And then again, not to mention, you have all these other products in your portfolio, you have SQL, maybe you're a Dynamics customer, maybe you already did Power BI. The point is, if you didn't have protections on them, they will absolutely use their ability to influence what you do at renewal. In other words, tilt the leverage even more so in their favor. So that's what these organizations are up against. But there is a path, all right? There is a path to still do this right. to still have an optimal end state. But first, you have to dig in with your organization. You have to understand at a granular level the value that you've received. I cannot emphasize this enough. You have to look at it as granular as possible. So it's not good enough to say use. At a feature set level, are you using the components of Office 365? Are you using the components of EMS? At a granular level, you need to come and arm yourself with that level of transparency. You also have to look at and dust off those PowerPoint presentations where Microsoft sold you the bundles, sold you the ROI, sold you on the ability to take out other products, sold you on the efficiencies and the optimizations that comes with going with the bundle, the components, and see if that played out. So in other words, arm yourself with what has been received versus what was expected to receive, and have that for your discussions with Microsoft. You also have to look at all of your products. You got to go granular, not just in the Microsoft 365 bundle components. You got to look at everything. You got to look at the value that you're receiving across the board. And by the way, a lot of organizations have LinkedIn relationships. Can dig in on that as well. When is that renewal? How is your pricing? What is the value you've received? Right? Dig in. Bing. Another example. Look at everything. Look at Azure, right? You know, how have you been consuming it? You know, versus what you've already committed to up front. Which leads me to, you also got to look forward. You got to look at your roadmap. You got to build your roadmap organizationally across all of your products. Is E5, if you're an E3 customer, on the board? Is that potentially of interest given the additional functionality tied to audio, additional functionality tied to security? Is that on your board? Is that a possibility? You got to look at it again across everything, right? Is there potential net new products, right? Are you considering Dynamics 365 as an example, right? Their business application suite. Are you considering Azure and you're in a competitive environment? Are you considering, or is there going to be more workloads, so more volume or consumption tied to Azure? But the key about roadmap is it has to be understood that you're not just doing this as a procurement exercise with Microsoft. Right? You have to have active participation from different parts of the business, the architects, the IT, the line of business executives participating in demos. It has to be real. And by the way, roadmap doesn't mean immediate commitment at the renewal, but you have to pull it together so you can not only present it to Microsoft as your part, they rather are part of your vision. And then shifting it to, but our vision, our ability to roll out is dependent upon things. And number one, if this is the case, we can't have another scenario where there's shelfware. We can't have another scenario where we were sold something that we didn't get from an ROI perspective. And the cost profile needs to be appropriate. And we need to have assurances beyond the next 3 years. Shame on us for not having that in place previously. But if you want a roadmap to be part of ours, this is what it takes. Because a roadmap is not 1 year, 2 year, 3 year. Let's just be honest with everybody. A roadmap is much longer. So I'm going to show you what could be for Microsoft, but here's what I need to achieve that. Now, all of this is obviously granular details, important. There's a lot of work that goes into this. But at the end of the day, right, these details matter, but the story matters most. And what I'm talking about is you have to also think about internal alignment on the message to Microsoft. Who interacts with Microsoft? Understand that. Ensure that there's internal communications that align to a similar message. It's not that people in the IT department or line of business are going to be negotiating. That's not the point. There has to be uniformity in the message, right? And you have to look at where these relationships lie. Are they with the right people at Microsoft? Is it only on the sales organization? What's going on the product side of the business? Who within your company has relationships? Are there senior level of relationships in place that need to be at least informed of what's going on at a more granular level? The point is, the message and who delivers the message and when the message is delivered is critically important as well. Now's your time, though, that you can correct and improve the go forward, because the go forward is ultimately what you can control, and this is the time to do it.